apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
The commander-in-chief wants to show off his military might. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump calling for a grand parade in Washington. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
At President Trump's urging, the Pentagon is looking at dates for a possible military parade in Washington that could take place in November. The president was impressed by the military parade he witnessed in Paris to celebrate Bastille Day last July, which the president attended as a guest of French President Emmanuel Macron. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says the president asked the Department of Defense to explore a celebration at which all Americans can show their appreciation for the military. Dave?
John, the White House still reviewing for release the rebuttal Democrats say is vital to counter a Republican memo they say is misleading, alleging the FBI used the anti-Trump dossier to spy on an ex-campaign aide. GOP Congressman Trey Gowdy thinks Democrats filled their memo with classified info that must be X'd out.
Therefore, it creates this belief that there's something being hidden from the American people.
Government funding runs out tomorrow. The House has passed a six-week spending bill, but senators are working on a two-year plan. Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
I'm optimistic that very soon we'll be able to reach an agreement.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is also hopeful it would increase military and domestic spending. And it would tee up the debate over immigration. On that issue, President Trump says,
I'd love to see a shutdown if we don't get this stuff taken care of.
He's demanding border wall funding and immigration reforms in exchange for a path to citizenship for nearly 2 million immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as kids. They're still searching for dozens of people missing in Taiwan the day after an earthquake that killed six others. Some buildings collapsed, others are dangerously leaning. What's it going to be like today on Wall Street? Stock futures are falling, suggesting some selling before the opening bell this hour. Now, the morning after a wild trading swings that were way down, then way up, the Dow ended up rising 567 after Monday's biggest point drop ever. Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Amid all the investigations into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential campaign, there's new info about hacking.
An Associated Press investigation finds Russian cyber spies pursuing military secrets tricked key contract workers into exposing their email to theft. What ultimately may have been stolen is uncertain, but the hackers clearly exploited a national vulnerability in cybersecurity, poorly protected email. The hackers, known as Fancy Bear, who also intruded in the U.S. election, went after the email accounts of at least 87 people. They were working on drones, missiles, rockets, stealth fighter jets, cloud computing platforms, or other sensitive activities. The AP analysis indicates as many as 40% of them clicked on the hackers' phishing links. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Kids going to Marshall County High School in Kentucky are now going through metal detectors. They've been installed about 2 weeks after a shooting there. A student's accused of opening fire, killing two classmates, injuring 21 others. Last week, the school started requiring student bags, backpacks, and purses be checked before they enter the building. A Tesla Roadster is boldly going where no man has gone before, launched by SpaceX's most powerful rocket yet.
Elon Musk's SpaceX company stunned space geeks and the casual observers, launching the Falcon Heavy, a rocket with 27 engines designed to bring big things up to space and send them far away from planet Earth, all to cheers from his workforce. found this maiden flight a test flight. Elon Musk's own roadster, a Tesla, also his company, was placed into space on an orbit that will take it to Mars. In the driver's seat, a space-suited mannequin. Live cameras are beaming video from the car back to Earth on YouTube. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Well, this is just breaking. The Los Angeles Times has been sold to one of the richest men in L.A., Dr. Patrick Soon-Shiong. It's a $500 million deal to buy the paper and the San Diego Union-Tribune from the Chicago Tribune's parent company. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
You are absolutely right. I just forgot to give those tickets away. I want to do it right now. I apologize for being late. I said before the top of the hour. Somebody said, you guys doing? Oh, yeah.
Right.
Sorry. 359-2255. Would you like to go to the Illini basketball game tomorrow night? How about Sunday? How about a daily double? How about both?
Yeah.
359-2255. Text in Illini right now, and we'll give you a shot if you're the 15th text.
Sounds good. 8 o'clock start against Wisconsin tomorrow. We've got Penn State Sunday at 6.
Okay. And you'll have dug out by then. Yeah, dug out by then because, as we now report, it's looking like some snow this weekend.
Yeah, so winter weather advisory upon us. We've got a high 22 expected, down to around 6 tonight. 29 the high tomorrow, mostly cloudy, down to around 23. Friday's high at 36, down to 23. Then that chance of precipitation Saturday night and into Sunday. Some saying 2 to 4 inches up in the Chicagoland area. They could get up to a foot.
Oh, boy.
So they're just estimating where this is going. Temperatures currently at 15, wind chill at 3 on ESPN 93.5.
Text in 359-2255. 15th text wins 2 pair of Illini tickets. Just text in Illini or me or something. We know it's you. And we'll be happy to take care of you. Okay, we've talked politics. We've talked about the Intelligence Committee approving the release of the Democratic rebuttal to the FISA memo. That's all good. Put it out there. There's just more and more stuff coming out. More text messages between those two, the lovers, that whole thing. President Obama apparently wanted to be kept in the loop on everything for the Hillary email scandal. I don't know. This stuff just keeps unfolding and coming out, and the more the better. Release it all. We want to know what happened, because the point here, you can't use our law enforcement and the powers of incumbency to go against a political opponent, no matter what. You can't do it as a Republican or Democrat. Banana republics do the strong-arm stuff like that. And it just looks pretty clear that stuff was going on like that. And you can't, in America, you don't want that, because if you start it, you're going to have it. So if the FBI colluded with the Hillary Clinton campaign to go after Donald Trump, it's wrong. Just as if Donald Trump did that against Hillary, it's wrong. There was Russian collusion, but it was the other way. There's going to be a lot written about this when everything finally comes out, but it's like pulling teeth because nobody wants to give up that information. ESPN 93.5, Amanda.
Hello.
You win.
Thanks.
Lucky.
I love to win.
Well, good, because that's what we wanted you to do. And you're the 15th texter, and you get to go to the game tomorrow night and Sunday. Are you a big fan?
Yeah, I am. My husband's a Michigan fan. So.
What? Are
you revoking my win?
No. We appreciate you, and I'm sure he's a Big Ten fan as well, isn't he? He just likes the comfort, probably. Yeah. And Ann Arbor's a great place. Michigan's great. The fact that we're just upset about being dominated by them for so very long, not so much in basketball, but certainly in football. Listen, Amanda, you enjoy these pair of tickets tomorrow night, also Sunday. Enjoy. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Amanda. Bullying. What can schools do to stop it? Reuters Health reports a new study suggesting teens who experience severe bullying in childhood are at increased rates for depression, anxiety, and suicide. Former school psychologist David Wilson has over 30 years of experience in working with children, author of Uncommon Sense, Children and School. David Wilson. How are you?
Good, Stevie. How are you doing?
Scranton, PA? Man, that's the office. Yeah. You working for Steve Carell out there? What's going on, man? Everybody knows Scranton, PA.
Yeah, he got Scranton a lot of attention. We're in a snowstorm right now.
Oh, boy. I think we're getting one this weekend. David Wilson, how has iPhones, smartphones exasperated what has always been their bullying, but doesn't this magnify and put it on steroids?
It does, and I think, you know, what I learned, Stevie, when I first started working in the school systems as a school psychologist back in the mid-90s, is that there was a significant imbalance between home and school communication regarding kids with problems, bullying, and the whole gamut. What happened, I think, with the trifecta of these techno addictions, whether perceived or real, the internet, the gamers, and the cell phones, is there was no moderation. It went from availability to excess overnight, and it got ahead of parents and it got ahead of teachers 15, 20 years ago, and they've never been able to rein it back in. And what it does is it overwhelms the kids. What used to be bullying, and it wasn't always pretty back in our day, you know, and there's lots of people with regrets and bad feelings, but now it's meaner. It's certainly more cruel, and it comes at these kids from every angle. So, yes, it has a much, much higher and severe impact.
What do we do now, David?
Well, I think, you know, one of the reasons I wrote that book was to help parents and school leaders and teachers understand their individual roles in all these problems. Teachers can't say anymore, and they couldn't say for a long time, I'm not here to deal with behaviors. That's an old issue. It's way past that. You have to deal with behaviors. They're in your classroom every day. Parents can't say, we're not coming in. You know, if they're angry at the school. First off, bullies aren't coming out of nowhere. There's a reason for that behavior. Most people go through a phase, you know, it's a developmental phase to try to find out who you are. And unfortunately, you hurt people in that process. But most kids are uncomfortable with it, and they let it go and they move on. The kids that get stuck there with bullying can't let it go, and it becomes a way of life. And, that, you know, it's actually the foundation for further, you know, the isms in the world, too. But I say, don't allow parents not to come into school. It's not their choice. When a child's having a problem, you know, I used to get this argument, we can't make them come in. And I'd say, yes, you can, because it's a form of neglect. And you can get children and youth services involved in it if that's what it takes. I was always able to get, you know, with my skill set, able to get very difficult families in. But if you have to rely on children and youth, you've got to go there, because it's neglect. And that child, not only does that child need help, but that one child is affecting the entire school potentially and maximizing everybody's potential. And when you finally get those parents in, you have to treat them with respect and compassion as well, or else you'll push them right away again. You've got to convince them you're there to help their child also.
You know, I know you can't do anything that like I'm thinking, but wouldn't it be great if you could qualify people before they could have children?
Yeah, I know. It just doesn't work that way. But, you know, we have in the school system, I don't know if you ever heard the term in loco parentis. And you hear that a lot. There's been a lot of court cases about it. But what it means is in place of the parents. And when the kids are at the school all day, they're basically teachers and school leaders are in place of the parents. But they don't replace the parents, and that's where it gets confused.
Yeah.
The parents may think they're at school and it's their problem now. It's not the way it works. They have to work together. So if you're raising children with all kinds of problems and they say it's none of your business, it is our business at the schools because your children's behavior affects the classroom.
Yeah. It's a three.
And now we have kids that aren't maximizing their potential, not only the kids with the problems, but everybody in the class, especially if the teacher isn't trained well enough to deal with the behavior problems. And sadly, this has gotten so bad that they really don't. If you look at the bullying program, Stevie, they're child heavy. They're relying on children to report on each other and do all these things. And it's like it's still the responsibility of the adults to make a safe atmosphere.
It truly is a three-legged stool, is it not? Teacher, parent, child. I mean, you really have to have all three, I think. So it's
absolutely
a tough one, though.
Because somebody has to explain each individual roles to them.
Yeah.
And that's what my book tries to do.
Well, I'm sure it's wonderful. The book is titled Uncommon Sense, Children in School. It is available at Amazon. David Wilson, I can get it today?
Yes, you can. And I have a website called uncommonsenseconsults.com. Consults with an S.
Yeah.
Uncommonsenseconsults.com. If anybody wants to learn any there's so much more to this.
Yeah.
They can tap into that resource.
Well, you're a very learned person. I can hear how learned you are, David, from Scranton, PA. I really appreciate your time. It's a major problem. I put most of the onus on the parents, though. I really think the parents have got to be there, because without them, I just don't think this thing has a chance.
Absolutely. They're the most powerful people in the child's world.
Well, in Champaign, on the 12th, they're having a parent involvement day. And they're having all these things so parents can come in kind of open house style, from what I understand. And my thought was, well, you know, why do we have to do that? Of course they should be involved.
Right. But if parents are having problems, too, first off, the parents that are going to show up are not the ones that need to be there. That's one thing.
Yeah.
Secondly, the parents have, a lot of these parents have issues, too, and bullying doesn't come from nowhere.
Yeah.
So the parents that usually resist coming in are parents and families that are having problems that they don't want the school involved in. Unfortunately, because of the problems of the child, we have to get them involved. It's just not a choice.
Not going to work without it. David Wilson, I appreciate it again. Uncommonsenseconsults.com. That's where people find you.
Yes.
All right, yes. My friend. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us your insight this morning.
Thank you, Stevie.
David Wilson.
Uncommonsenseconsults.com.
ESPN 93.5, 816, the Jeremy Warner Show coming up to this morning.
Here he is prepping with Austin right now, because it's signing day for the football players. And really, this is round two from what I understand, because we had a round in December, and this is reinforcing those.
You just got late people that had to, well, for whatever reason, wait till today.
Okay, gotcha.
But
well, this used to be the day.
Yeah, we're trying to get 25 total. I don't know what the count is. We had 18 early. Hopefully we're adding another 7. Jeremy will have more after 9.
Okay. Winter workouts in full swing for the football players, and the football season tickets are underway as far as their sales. So, as far as Big Ten basketball yesterday, number 4 Michigan State scrambled to win over Iowa, that final 96-93. Northwestern beat number 20 Michigan 61-52. Nebraska over Minnesota 91-85. Of course, Amanda Cunningham, our winner from Sidell.
Yep.
She's going to Illinois, Wisconsin, 8 o'clock tomorrow night. And again on Sunday at 6 as we take on Penn State. Go Illini in a big way. Speaking of our Illini, Big Ten Tennis Athlete of the Week, both male and female. We had Alex Vukic as a winner and freshman Mia Rabinovich. Congratulations. The Atkins Tennis Center is the place to be Friday and Saturday, as California and Stanford come to town. The Pacers are in New Orleans for a game tonight. That led me into talking about Mardi Gras in full force right now.
Yeah.
And how the fans will have fun if they want to go check out Indianapolis in action down in New Orleans against the Pelicans. There's been some trending story about coaching the Colts, with Josh McDaniels retracting.
I'll do it.
Replacing Chuck Pagano.
I'll do it.
So evidently, New England talked to their offensive coordinator and said, well, we might sweeten the deal here. And who knows if he's in line to replace Bill Belichick.
I would be happy to be the head football coach of the Indianapolis Colts. I would, if they would just give me a chance.
I see.
I can do this.
Thank you, Stevie.
I would do it for $1 million a year. That is totally chump change.
Hey, save them some money.
I would.
And you keep those guys motivated.
Come on.
I'm sure.
Do you want it? Who do we play? Who?
The locker room speech, always great
from
you, Stevie.
I can do it. I can do this.
Calgary over the Blackhawks, 3-2. Minnesota over the Blues, 6-2.
Check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast. Snow on the horizon for the weekend.
That's true. 22 the high today, though, down to 9. Another 10% shot at precipitation in the forecast tomorrow. High 30, low 24. We've got a high of 36 on Friday. That's the warm spot of the week, down to 23. And then that chance of snow Saturday night and Saturday afternoon and all day Sunday.
And a foot of snow in Chicago.
That's
so
right.
That's, you don't want to go north, I don't think. And then 3-6 here. There might be a little ice, too.
That's right.
Kind of keeping our eyes on the temperature.
Currently 15, feels like 3. ESPN 93.5.
We are taking a Cub Cardinal bus trip. I'll detail that for you. Also, John Rector will join us bottom of the hour. He's running for county clerk. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News on this whole memo thing. It's all just ahead. It's Wednesday, February 7 at 8:20.
From the Fox Business Network, Hasbro says it sold fewer toys in the holiday quarter, though it sold more than Mattel for the first time since 1993. Hasbro's Star Wars toy sales declined, but Nerf and My Little Pony sales increased. Mattel sales have declined for the past 4 years, while Hasbro's are on the rise. Both companies say they were hurt by the bankruptcy of Toys R Us. Healthcare company Humana's business was mixed in its recent quarter. Humana says it made more money from its Medicare Advantage business, privately run versions of the federal Medicare program. It also was able to cut costs. Its profit was stronger than expected, but its overall membership was weaker. Futures are lower this morning after stocks recovered some of the recent losses yesterday. The Dow was up 567, NASDAQ gained 148, the S&P up 46. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Network member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, ESPN 93.5 welcomes one of the most electrifying shows to hit State Farm Center in 2018, The Illusionist, May 15. We're going to give away a family four-pack tomorrow and Friday. And if you buy four or more, you get 25% off while supplies last. And again, this is going to be one of those shows where you never heard of the thing, but it's going to be ridiculous. Or from Broadway, five crazily good, hilarious magic tricks, five people. And it's going to be some of the greatest magicians you've ever seen. Tuesday, May 15, free tickets tomorrow and Friday. And then, before that, 10 days before that, we do this. It's the Cardinal Cubs bus trip.
Play ball!
Hi, it's Stevie J. You're invited to join us for our trip to St. Louis with the Cardinals and Cubs Saturday, May 5th. It's only $130 per person and includes our group seating in the left field bleachers and round trip on our Peoria Charter motor coach. Plus, someone on one of our buses will be selected to throw out the first pitch.
Say what?
Space is limited, so hurry. Complete details at ESPNCU.com. I can't believe we're going to have somebody from our bus get to do that.
That'll be awesome.
So it would be bad form for me to win that. But I would really kind of like to do that. But, you know, I just haven't been asked ever.
Well, maybe
ever,
they need
ever,
an escort
ever.
Out to the mound, and you could kind of get in on the action.
Kind of glob on.
Yeah. Hand them the ball.
Yeah, sir, stand back here. Behind the gate? Yeah, behind the gate. Ushers,
it's
security.
So funny when Fred Bird's back there, too. It's, you never know where that pitch is going to go. Sometimes, I'm sure Fred Bird's been beaned. I know there's been a cameraman that's been beaned.
Yeah, there's been some. You don't want to go viral. You do not want viral on your first pitch.
Exactly. Especially if it's burning grass all the way to the catcher, too.
Yeah.
And I suppose you're kind of throwing to Gotti, aren't you?
No, no. You throw. Oh. They pick a player.
Okay.
And the more significance, the higher level it is.
Okay.
So I would get an absolute bottom of the bench, but he's on the team. That's
okay,
who I'd
gotcha.
Get, the 25th guy. That's all right.
Well.
I don't care. He got a uniform on.
And, you know, Paul DeYoung is an ISU player.
Yeah, I don't think we get Paul. Okay. No, he's too large. We'd get a guy from the bench. Oh, still a guy. The name was back.
Wow. Okay.
Going to check our Fox News update. John Rector, running for county clerk, coming up. Also, Rachel Sutherland from Fox. Latest on the memos that are being released here from the Democrats. All that next. ESPN 93.5.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign can help you get to a better state, because he will talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign, 367-1105, and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
Kick off the new year with a visit to Scotty's Brew House, located at 2001 South Neal Street. Watch your favorite teams compete on more than 40 TVs. Enjoy delicious burgers, award-winning wings, local craft beers on draft, or try some of their new menu items. Start with beer-battered onion rings or white cheddar cheese bites. Then enjoy new mouth-watering bourbon-glazed baby back ribs, or spice it up with fajita steak melt or Bayou blackened chicken sandwich. For lunch, dinner, appetizers, or late night, Scotty's Brew House is your craft beer sports bar. Jewelry makes the perfect Valentine's Day gift for her, and you'll find it at 10,000 Villages in downtown Champaign. Now through Valentine's Day, buy one piece of jewelry at regular price and get the second piece 50% off. Offer applies to both jewelry and select Valentine's Day gifts. Choose from a beautiful selection of handcrafted earrings, necklaces, bracelets, and rings, including one-of-a-kind fine silver pieces. And sweeten your gift by adding one of our favorite fair trade chocolates. Shopping for her is easy at 10,000 Villages, 105 North Walnut in downtown Champaign.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. What criteria should we use to measure our worth? Many people talk about their education, wealth, or awards they have won. Society elevated these at the expense of old-fashioned values. Let's change that. Let's strive to avoid arrogance and substitute it with humility and confidence. Let's keep our word over keeping our money, as in do the right thing even if it costs you. Let's earn a master's degree in real values, kindness, bravery, honesty, and faithfulness, to rebalance the scales with our academic degrees. Let's build strong inner character traits with self-discipline. Yes, it's time for us to rethink our priorities. Let's build rich inner lives marked by strong moral depth. At BPC and A&R Mechanical, we value success and performance, but never at the expense of you, the customer. Call BPC and A&R and let us serve you with care and distinction.
We never forget where we come from. The Jersey Pop, the Starting Five, the Comeback. We stand on the shoulders of giants. We will always be the Fighting Illini. Order the Fighting Illini 4-pack today for $89 as the Fighting Illini take on Nebraska February 18th at 2:30 p.m. Call 1-866-ILINI1 or visit FightingIllini.com today.
Tomorrow we're going to give away another pair of tickets to Illinois-Wisconsin tomorrow night, and then the Sunday night game as well. And these will be the Legacy Club tickets, plus a four-pack from the Illusionist at May 15th Magic Stuff.
That's right. If you get your family four-pack now, you can save 25%.
Yeah, that's a big deal. So these are $226. Take away 25%.
Mm-hmm.
That's $150, $175.
StateFarmCenter.com.
There you go. Okay, but tomorrow I'll give it all away.
That's right.
It's going to be $500 prize or something.
359-2255.
That's tomorrow, though. 8:30 ESPN 93.5.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump wants to hold a big military celebration parade, and the Pentagon's making plans for it. It could happen Veterans Day.
He saw the Bastille Day celebration in Paris back in July, and after that, he called it one of the greatest military parades he'd ever seen, and now he'd like to see the U.S. hold a similar parade on Pennsylvania Avenue right here in Washington. Fox News has confirmed he has, in fact, asked the Pentagon to work up a plan.
Fox's Kevin Cork. The Winter Olympics opening ceremonies Friday in South Korea, and a lot of people are sick.
About 1,200 people have been confined to their rooms, and signs at Olympic venues urge extreme caution as South Korean officials scramble to get a handle on the spread of norovirus at the Pyeongchang Games. 900 military personnel have been brought in to work at 20 venues until the sequestered people can go back to work.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Ooh. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Yeah, norovirus is what the cruise ships get. I've been on those ships, and that thing is like wildfire. 1,200 with norovirus at Olympic Village in Seoul, South Korea. Mm-hmm. That's really bad. And they do quarantine you to your room because, I mean, you go, hi, and the other guy catches it. I mean, it's crazy. All right, ESPN 93.5, I am Stevie J. Hey, look who's here. I want to welcome John Rector. John, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning, Stevie.
Running for county clerk. Why?
Yes, sir. Oh, some people say I'm crazy. You know what, Stevie? I've spent my whole life, my whole career, Champaign County, trying to make this a better place. My volunteer work, it's just, this is just a continuation of public service, community service. The stars lined up, and it's just like, let's go for this. Let's go for this. Struggled with the decision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it takes a supporting spouse also, so it's something Kathy and I talked about, and when she finally realized this is my passion, it's she's like, okay, I'll support you, but it's a tough, tough road to the campaign road's tough.
Yeah, well, you had the March 20, I think, primary.
Yeah, 41 days. I am counting, sir. I am.
Well, 41 days. John Rector goes against Matt Grandoni's primary. Then it's Mr. Ammons in the general, I think, because I don't think he's contested in the primary. And then it's county clerk. And then what do you do with the county clerk office? I mean, they get the vote going. You make sure everything's good for election day, things like that.
Right. There's four different areas. There's the registration and elections, which gets all the attention, which is just, you know, an important component. We want people to vote. Obviously, that's great. The second thing is vital statistics, birth records, death records, marriage certificates. Third thing is tax extension. Every entity in the county that levies taxes, all that information goes there and it's put together. And then the fourth thing is they're the clerk for the Champaign County Board. And I know a little bit about county board. I was appointed 2 years ago. I was elected last year. So that's kind of what got all this going. Yeah. It's like, I mean, I've been a good Republican all my life. I voted in every election since 86. And the opportunity arose to run for county clerk. And it's like, let's do this.
Well, okay. So 41 days, then the vote. Won't be a huge turnout. I mean, 15-20% is what they're guessing.
Right, right. 4 years ago, which was the non-presidential year, there were 14,000 people on the Republican side. So statistically based in the past, need 7,001 votes, and we'll be celebrating on March 20th. When I ran for District 5 County Board, I had 3,800 votes. Now, that was the general, but I just got to get a lot of those people out. I grew up in Champaign and then working really hard out in the county. A lot of events on Saturday mornings, coffees in these small towns.
Yeah.
It's a blast. The people in the small towns have been so gracious.
Well, you are a townie. You've been around a while, so and you do know a lot of people.
I'm very, very blessed. I've done a lot of really cool things over the years. I was on the Champaign County Sheriff's Merit Commission for 20 years as a Republican appointee. I did 10 duck races. Remember the duck races in the old days?
Don Moyer, Boys and Girls Club. Oh, did 10
of those. I run every year for the St. Jude team to run from Champaign to Peoria. One winter night was last week. I did that for the fifth time.
That was cold, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. It was. So it's not like I just came out of nowhere and said, hey, I want to do this.
Right, right. And the county board experience, too.
Yeah. So, you know, the team in the clerk's office, it's a great team. They put together a great team. I guess the most important thing I need to say this morning is Gordy never worked in the county clerk's office before he took over. Mark Sheldon never worked in the county clerk's office before he took over. Denny Bing never worked a day in the county clerk's office. So my goal is John Rector never worked a day in that office until he was elected and went
You're referencing because Matt does work in the office, so you're saying the other guys haven't. So.
Well, right, yeah. Right. I've shown my commitment to this community. I've shown my commitment to the party. I've done tons of things for great organizations, and I love doing that. I know how to empower people, how to lead people, how to get everybody together for a common cause, and I just want to take that to the next level for the county clerk's office. And we do have a few things we want to work on. It's not just this, hey, Rector was this community leader and public service his whole life, but we have some initiatives. One of the things we're working on, we'll announce here in a day or two, it's like I want students to vote. I want young people to vote. But we have something we'll announce in a day or two where maybe we should help some of these students vote in their county where they're going to go back to. Again, when it's a non-presidential year, it's just an interesting thought, and we have a program that we'll be announcing for that. And then, again, the same thing with voter registration and day of voting. We want people to vote, but we want to make sure people aren't abusing the system and voting twice. We've got an initiative we're working on for that. So. It's a blast, man.
Right.
I'm ready.
Well, good luck to you. And do you still have a Denny Bing comb like I do? He handed out combs when he was running. I love Denny Benning.
I see you're showing your age.
Yeah, I know. You're right.
They used to hand out like fingernail files and matches and everything. Of course, for those that aren't watching on YouTube, I don't have any hair, so it is what it is. But very blessed I can do this, Stevie, and it's a 13-hour a day job with work and this, and then again, it's such a great feeling. And again, this is just public service, community service. I'm not a politician. I just want to make Champaign County a better place and keep it going.
John Rector, running for county clerk, the primary March 20. Good luck to you.
Thanks, Stevie.
All right, BSBN 93.5. Thanks for coming in, John. All right, 8:37. Our good friend Rachel Sutherland, Fox News, D.C. Bureau, another day, another 40 stories. How are you, Rachel?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Well, fine. Just trying to keep track of all the things going on. Immigration and DACA. President was edgy when he said, I'll shut it down. I think he was upset about the latest illegal, killed the NFL football player from Indianapolis.
That's right.
Deported twice, shouldn't have been here. I don't know. I mean, what he's proposing would seem to slow our problems and not create again the chain migration and this lottery, because you want to keep us safe, all these other things. But I don't know if the Democrats are going to go that far. I could see a little wall action with the DACA. What do you see?
Democrats, I think, at least at one point, it was on the table to provide funding in exchange for the path to citizenship for now up to 1.8 million illegal immigrants. That's far more than the 700,000 dreamers that they were talking about. For whatever reason, I think when talks broke down, and I think the whole bleep hole comment went out there, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer took the money off the table for the wall. Now, I think it could go back. I think they're more concerned, actually, at this point, with these programs like the chain migration diversity lottery programs, changes to those. But it's a little surprising. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's surprised that Democrats aren't just leaping at the opportunity to have a path to citizenship for 1.8 million illegal immigrants. Of course, the president yesterday saying he wants to shut down the government, but it looks like that will not be happening. Lawmakers are getting actually close to a long-term deal. It could be 2 years of funding. I don't know the last time we had something like that, so I guess we'll have to find. There's plenty of things, other things to talk about other than government shutdowns every month. So it doesn't look like that's going to be happening. But after they pass a spending bill, the majority leader says that they're going to start debating immigration, and they have until March 5th, really, to get this done. That's when DACA expires.
What happens March 6th?
Good question, and not one that I have a clear answer for. It appears at this point the administration is saying their priority is going after dangerous, criminal, illegal aliens who are just breaking the law aside from just being here illegally. And ones who have been deported and come back and deported and come back. I don't think the administration's priority is going to be trying to deport dreamers. That's not the sense that I get. But there is a sense of urgency in getting this done, because technically they will lose status. They'll lose the ability to have work permits. That's a serious problem for people here who were brought here illegally as children.
Okay, because, again, yeah, I think you can all this bipartisan talk, all is all good. But we also have midterms coming up, and the Democrats don't want Donald Trump to have victory in anything, but yet this is absolutely imminent.
Absolutely. And if it were to expire and people lose their ability to work, I think that both sides could really use that in a way to attack the other. Particularly Democrats will say that Republicans are heartless and they want to just deport these people. But again, I mean, you're right. In some respects, Democrats don't want a win for President Trump. And if he were to get the four-pillar plan that he has put out exactly as he has issued it, that would be seen as a win for the president.
This whole this is off subject, but before I let you go, this whole memo, and now the agents, the lovers text POTUS wants to know everything we're doing.
Yeah,
this story's going to keep going for a while. This is a lot.
It
here.
Does seem to have legs,
man. And release the whole doggone thing. Hey, Rachel, everything. Bring it all out. We want to find the truth. That's what I'm looking for here.
Well, I'm a reporter. I say, fine.
Yeah.
Bring it on out. It's interesting. I don't know if you've seen the movie The Post yet. It's worth seeing.
Yeah.
Having to do with the Pentagon Papers.
That
was a very risky situation.
But yet we did it, so what's the deal? I mean, everybody ought to be looking at transparency, release everything. There's so much spin going on, it just, ugh. And you,
yeah, it makes me dizzy. It's crazy.
No question, and you get it sorted out. People can follow you at Sutherland Fox on Twitter. Keep up your fine reporting.
Thanks.
Rachel Sutherland, Fox News in Washington
this morning. I do want to see The Post.
Yeah, I mean, Tom Hanks, Meryl Streep, Pentagon Papers, very controversial. Is it going to give up too much? Are we going to, you know, and now it's like, oh, here's just how political. You don't want to release all that. Well, you do.
You know, I don't know if I've seen all the President's Men.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very but young Robert Redford and Dustin Hoffman.
Robert Redford, and when he came to the Assembly Hall back in the day, State Farm Center now, I remember asking him a question.
Robert Redford was at the State Farm Center?
Yeah, it was some kind of environmental thing. Of course, he's big. On all that.
Big, yeah. So. Okay. Cool. You asked him a question?
I did.
He said, Diane, let me tell you.
I was at Eastern back in the day. I was glad to cover that and my only stint as in the press kind of thing.
Yeah, that's good.
It was cool.
So what does it mean the FBI agent said Obama wants to know everything we're doing? What does that mean? Because people are saying, what did President Obama know and when did he know it?
Right.
Because you do not want top people at the FBI for political reasons going after an opponent of Hillary Clinton who you were rooting for. You don't want it in the Republican side either. And the way you determine whether this has legs is flip it. Imagine Donald Trump's people getting a FISA warrant to spy on Hillary based on faulty information. No. You don't want any of that either side. And that looks like that's what happened. And now Sidney Blumenthal, confidant of Hillary, apparently leaked information. This whole dossier thing, this is deep. And think about it. Hillary's going to win. It's cool. Hillary didn't win. It's not cool. And they're all scrambling.
Brian texted in, why a two-year funding bill? Aren't we supposed to have an annual budget?
I thought so. Yeah. I mean, anymore, it's like, okay, hand to mouth, let's get another 5 days.
Yeah.
You know, let's just, but you with the whole DACA thing, March 5, what happens March 6th? Nobody really knows. We're not deporting. We're not going to do that. But we do have to come to, again, think of the boat leak. Not pumping to leak fixed. That's kind of the theory on security. Why would you do something like this when the boat's still bringing in water?
Mm-hmm.
You're still going to sink. So you want to fix the leak, then do the pumping. That's kind of so.
And what's wrong with the 12-year plan idea? I mean,
you get a chance of citizenship. A lot of Republicans calling that amnesty, and they don't like it. I'm fine with that at this point. Everybody's messed it up for about 40 years.
You know, I think of all the paperwork we go through with Gabby committing 6 years of her life to the Illinois National Guard and Army and all the paperwork you have to do every year to prove that you're doing community service and this, that, and the other and to get the college all lined up. And, you know, it's like that
in
America.
You appreciate all the work you guys do for that. There are a lot of people that aren't filling out one page of anything. That's not fair.
It's not.
845.
Ah. Zone coming.
All right. Sports headlines. ESPN 93.5.
Big Ten boards last night. It was said that Michigan State was scrambling in the last 3 seconds. They ended up eking it out over Iowa, 96-93. But they're ranked 4 in the nation, so you'd think that'd be a wider margin. Northwestern over number 20, Michigan, 61-52. Nebraska beat Minnesota, 95-85. Tonight, number 14, Ohio State is at Purdue. They're number 3. Maryland and Penn State will be going at it. Our Fighting Illini in action against Wisconsin tomorrow night at 8. And it's social media night. At Calgary over the Blackhawks, 3-2. Minnesota over the St. Louis Blues, 6-2 yesterday. Pacers are at New Orleans tonight. It's football signing day. Jeremy and Austin will have all the details after 9. Josh McDaniels out as head coach for the Colts.
He was never in.
I know. But they were going to have a press conference today.
Yeah. And then I offered I'd do it, and I don't think I'm I haven't heard a thing, and it's been out there a half hour.
Okay, Steve.
All I need, what? Just get people around me that know how to recruit and draft and all that stuff. I guess you don't recruit, you draft.
Right.
See, okay, that probably hurt my resume. Wrong terminology.
Exactly.
Dang it, I had it. All right, 848. We got some stuff this weekend. I'll detail that next.
There are plenty of reasons that you might need a place to stay for a while. Remodeling your house? No one wants to live in that. In town for work? Ditch the corporate apartment. Eastland Suites specializes in extended stays. Our suites are more apartment than hotel. A kitchenette, separate bedroom, even multiple bedroom loft suites. And all the amenities you'd expect, like a swimming pool, workout room, and our lobby bar. And hot breakfast served fresh every morning. What apartment offers that? To learn more, visit us at EastlandSuites.com.
Hey, Miss Johnson, what's this you got cooking here on the stove?
Now, Billy, I told you to stay out of that until supper time, you hear me?
But, Miss Johnson, it smells so good, and it's so cold out.
I know it smells good, Billy. It's because it's my famous stew with a great cut of meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room.
If you're looking for the best cuts of meat for stew, soups, or any dish that will keep you warm this winter, head to the U of I Meat Sales Room. The U of I Meat Sales Room on the corner of Maryland and Florida in Urbana.
Check out the new BMW Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy. All right, here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service, and we are looking at a weekend that could be active.
It's true, especially in the Chicagoland area. They're saying a foot of snow.
That's no good.
So for us, maybe 2 to 4, that's Saturday night and into Sunday, snow likely. But I know for us, there's a state tournament in dance in Springfield.
Uh-oh.
So we'll be watching what's happening. 22 the high today, though, down to around 6 this evening, up to near 30 on Thursday, down to 23. Clouds on Friday, high 36, low 23. Chance of precipitation only at 10% each of those days. We're at 16 now, feels like 3, ESPN 93.5.
Well, I'm actually encouraged that we'll get snow because last night I was looking at it, it said ice. You don't want ice. Ice is really hard to get ice because it has to be exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
But when it is, we've been around those aren't any good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ESPN 93.5.
Ladies and gentlemen, an ode to the move and the husband who tried to do it himself. Presented by your friends at Two Men and a Truck.
He's my husband, Charlie, and he has a shiny new bruise. He fell down the stairs while moving some chairs. He called it bad luck, but I call him a schmuck because he didn't call Two Men and a Truck before we began making the move. Charlie, I said, call Two Men and a Truck because you can be a schmuck. And we've got some good furniture to lose. Oh, no, he's invincible. He's got friends to call. They owe him a favor. They won't scratch the walls or damage the halls or engage in bad falls. Well, now I've lost my TV, and Charlie and me aren't speaking till he spends a buck to replace the TV, then old Charlie and me will end our big fight. We'll do our move right by calling Two Men in a Truck.
Don't do it. Don't move yourself. Whether it's down the hall, across town, or across the state, Two Men in a Truck beats doing it yourself hands down. Call them 398-2-MEN.
Two Men in a Truck of Central Illinois, ILCC, license number 113793, is a member of the Illinois Movers and Warehouse Men's Association.
1985 Chicago Bears Super Bowl champion and NFL Hall of Famer Danimal Hampton coming to Bricks and Ivy Sports and Hoopston Saturday, February 10th from 11 to 12:30. Tickets are on sale now for just $50. Include a meet and greet, one autograph, and a photo opportunity. Hall of Fame inscriptions will be available for an additional $15. Buy tickets and get more information on this autograph session with Danimal Hampton at Bricks and Ivy Sports located at 201 East Main Street in Hoopston. Call 283-2250. 283-2250. Visit BricksandIvySports.com or search Bricks and Ivy Sports on Facebook.
It's Dare to Dream, Dream to Build. Friday, March 2nd at the Refinery in Champaign. Presented by Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County and the Home Builders Association of East Central Illinois. For tickets and information, go to daretodream2018.com. That's daretodream2018.com.
Our markets are up. Apparently took a dive again, but came back. It's up 68 currently. S&P up 4, NASDAQ down 17. And kind of a rocky ride here this week with our stock market.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's probably called a correction.
That's right.
A little air out of it, and people get back in or stay in, kind of ride it out. Because one thing you can't do is figure out the highs and lows of a stock market. You just don't know. So if you get out, you're going, when do I get back in? All that. It's got to be kind of a long-term thing, I think. Okay, again, Cubs-Cardinals bus trip is May 5th. Somebody on one of our three buses will get to throw out the first pitch. That'll be fun. $130 a seat. That includes your left field bleacher seat with all of us. And we're taking three buses. I did pay for parking, so we've got right outside. We're just as close as can be. We're right in that Poyter Street or whatever that street is. Turn left.
I love that area.
1, 2, 3. So you know where your bus is.
Totally easy.
Otherwise, you've herded cats. Herding cats is what you called it when you tried to get everybody in one section to get on this. Because the bus pulls up on the
corner. I know. Oh. And then the traffic's behind you, and then they have to move up a little bit.
Mabel, over here.
Exactly.
Mabel. And it's hard.
It is. The All Out Acapella event that I'm emceeing again for the Unity Music Boosters will be on Saturday, February 24th. Had a social media reach out on that. And there's shows at 5 and 8. I believe it's a $15 ticket. All the money goes for scholarships at Unity for the kids to attend a summer camp for a discount. So good stuff. UnityMusicBoosters.org to get your tickets to All Out Acapella. I believe there's a total of 8 different acapella groups to entertain you, each singing like, you know, 4 songs each. It's a blast.
No, it's a fantastic, and who doesn't like acapella?
February 24th.
All right. Jeremy Warner is coming up next. Jeremy Warner's show all about the Illini football recruits.
Is Coran Taylor, the quarterback, definitely in?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what the News Gazette said.
Okay.
Ask Jeremy.
I'm hearing the hallway make some noise.
Is he in there?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. This is how we use our intercom system. Yo, did they trade Rizzo to the Cardinals yet?
We've got...
I want Anthony Rizzo on St. Louis. That's
right. And Jake Arrieta is still out there.
Anyway, more with Jeremy Warner's show, Tane Karp, this afternoon. We'll meet tomorrow, Diane.
Exactly. Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Thanks for listening. We'll be back in the morning between 7 and 9, ESPN 93.5. Have a great Wednesday.
When you think about planning for tomorrow...